high short kick that is going to come up and bounce at the 20. Rutgers has a chance to recover it, and they do! What a play by the Scarlet Knights!
Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it!
10 and 10 at the 21. Wimsett hands it off. It's Manunga getting to the corner left. 20, 15, catching to 10. Manunga down near the goal line. He is in! Touchdown, Rutgers!
Now with six. Baker making his move with five. Step back three for the lead. Oh. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
Day three of the transfer portal being opened was very newsworthy for Rutgers basketball fans and the program. Cliff Amori, Watt Mag can confirm both entering the transfer portal as of this afternoon. The news breaking within the hour, and wanted to have a rapid reaction to the news and also a look at where Rutgers is at from a roster perspective now that the offseason is officially underway in a big way. Now Rutgers has five scholarship players entering the transfer portal. We know on Monday the 2022 recruiting class, Derek Simpson, Anton Wolfolk, Antonio Chole entered the portal. And then now Mawat Mag and Cliff Amori, two players that, you know, I've said for a while now, I believe would enter the portal, will do so. What does it mean? First of all, the Mawat Mag situation, certainly frustrating. Missed seven of the last nine games of the season, played just 17 games this season. Certainly perception out there that he quit on the team down the stretch. Steve Peichel certainly seemed frustrated in some comments he made. Mag was practicing at times. He was diagnosed with a calf injury in the opposite leg. From what he had the season-ending torn ACL the year before. As I've said before, it's not. I think it's easy to look at things black and white. I don't think things are very much ever black and white. And, you know, you had Gavin Griffiths defend him at the end of the season, saying, you know, he was doing everything he could to get back on the court. Obviously, there was the thought that he was saving himself for the transfer portal. I think it's a shame in the sense of when he was on the court the last two seasons, Rutgers was a different team. I think when Mawat Mag is on the court, he's given it everything he has. And listen, he came back from a torn ACL last year. Rutgers was not the same team without him, just missed the NCAA tournament. Then he returns this year. You know, he was late in returning, came back in December. He had some games where he played really well. You know, he's an elite defender. I think he's a great example of a player that did develop under Steve Peichel and his coaching staff. You know, he averaged 13 points a game, scoring double digits and during that four-game winning streak, missed the fourth game. But those three games there, those were the only three games all season that he played with Jeremiah Williams, where Rutgers was a complete team roster-wise. And they didn't lose, but it just wasn't nearly enough games together. From two-point range, 55.8%. From two-point range as a junior. Last 2022-2023 season, shot 74% from the line, became an elite defender, and then suffered that torn ACL. This year was not as good offensively. He was definitely rusty. But I think he was, you know, right before he kind of shut it down, he was starting to play better offensively. He shot 45.5% from two, 70% from the line. His ability to shut down his opponent, his help side defense, his rebounding, his high IQ. You know, he was good in transition offensively. It's okay to be upset that he's leaving and then the way things kind of ended. But at the same time, you can't downplay the fact that he was a huge piece to the puzzle the last 2 years. He was a major factor, and he's a significant loss. The whole injury-prone thing, sure. I mean, yeah, he's coming off a torn ACL, you know, and he's just a little over a year removed. It's frustrating. I think obviously his legacy, it's you know, it's going to hurt in terms of what the perception is. Again, I think we're never going to know the full story. He could end up somewhere next week. He could end up somewhere. You know, he could wait until the undergrad deadline. I think the positive is that he announced his intentions to leave, to enter the portal. Rutgers doesn't have to wait on him now. I think the fear was, even if he decided to stay, when the undergrad deadline hit on May 1st, his value automatically goes up as a grad transfer, and you don't have to wait on that now. So that's important. Cliff, you know, he hasn't officially announced that he's going to enter the early entry NBA draft deadline, but he is entering the portal. And I don't think he could fall, Cliff. He didn't develop offensively the way he hoped, but I think there's a misconception that when he came to Rutgers, he was extremely raw, and he was not developed offensively at all. Defensively, became an elite rim defender, super athletic, was great in space on the offensive end, and he's going to be missed. He's going to be missed. He obviously did not have the season he wanted. He struggled at times. He looked frustrated at times, and it's certainly a loss. It would have been fun to see what he could have done next season with Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, and a rebuilt roster. But it's not to be. And I would not be surprised if he ends up somewhere else. There's certainly rumors out there of a local stop. And nothing would surprise me about either guy, about where they end up. I know some people think, you know, Carl Hobbs, the former assistant at Georgia Tech, or at Rutgers, now at Georgia Tech, Max is going to go there. I don't know if that – I don't know. I mean, Bane Odongo, former Rutgers recruit, he's staying. They're kind of the same position. But who knows? Like I said, nothing would surprise me. But wherever they go, they go. And at least Rutgers has the freedom now and the clarity to fill this roster the way they see fit. They're not going to be hamstrung by waiting around. You now have, going through the list, Cliff and Mag, Derek, Wolf, and Troll in the transfer portal, Jeremiah Williams strongly intimating on his Instagram that he's returning next season. Rutgers expects him to. He's back. Jermichael Davis will return. Obviously, his Bailey relationship. Nothing official from Emmanuel Ogbole or Gavin Griffiths. As of now, they're expected to return. Again, anything could happen, but they're expected to return. And then you have the Oscar Palmquist has not announced anything. He could enter the portal. He could, you know, go back overseas. Who knows? I personally be surprised if he returns, but that's pretty much the one player they're waiting on in terms of an announcement. And then with the highly touted five player recruiting class, Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, Lathan Somerville, Bryce George, Dylan Grant, you're most likely looking at, you know, you have three open scholarships, most likely four. That gives Rutgers and Steve Peichel and the coaching staff some serious clarity and room to really add to this roster. And as I spoke about yesterday, they need experience. They need winners. They need shooters. They need hoopers. I don't care where they come from, whether it's a mid-major. It doesn't matter. You need guys that can step in and play a role. You can't have six stars. You can't have six guys that want the ball in their hand. You need guys that know how to play basketball. They understand spacing on the offensive end, that they're willing to play a role for the betterment of the team. And you have guys that have dealt with adversity at this level, at the college basketball level. You need all that, you know? So I think with Cliff going, with Mag going, you know, Derek, Wolf, and Troll are gone. You know, Rutgers obviously needs a big man. They need front court help now. You have Lathan Somerville coming in, Ogbole. That's your only two natural big men. I mean, Ace is 6'8", but he's a wing. You know, he could play a little bit of the four, but he's more of a wing player, dynamic, could be a generational talent. I truly believe that. I don't want to just declare that now, but he really is a special player. And you can't rely on Somerville and Ogbole to fill the gap at the center. So, obviously, Rutgers needs to target a big man, and I'm sure they are. I mean – The one thing you could say is this staff is as prepared as they've ever been in terms of handling the ever-changing climate of college basketball offseason with the transfer portal, NIL. It's going to be fascinating to see what they do, but they got to get a big man. You got to get shooters. You have Dylan Harper, who's going to run the show. You have Jeremiah Williams, who can handle the ball. You need guys that can score and shoot around them. And in terms of inside, you know, it would be nice to see a center that, you know, is a little bit more developed offensively. I said yesterday, you know, Steve Pikel can, he can teach defense. He knows how to scheme defensively. You need more talent on the offensive end. You know, I know everybody's screaming for an offensive assistant. You need, if you don't have shot makers, it doesn't matter what offense you run. You need guys that can score. You need guys that can make winning plays, that play team basketball. And whether you're disappointed or not, whether you're happy that, you know, frustrated that with how Mag handled things and he left, whether you think, you know, Cliff, I just don't like the attitude of, like, you know, downplaying the impact that these guys have when they leave the door. You heard it with Cam and Paul. We saw how that ended up. So, you know, yes, Cliff and Mag were not perfect players, but there is no perfect player. So how Rutgers replaces them moving forward is obviously paramount to next season's success. And there's an opportunity here now. There's an opportunity to figure things out. It's March 20th, and Rutgers has – they can build a vision now. And I wouldn't get worried or concerned. I mean, it's – you know, they don't have to – I think there's urgency. You want to fill the holes, but you want to do so in a strategic way. You want to do so in an effective way. You want to do so in a way that makes sense. It's pieces to the puzzle. And you're going to have to be a little patient here. But I think it's important. We're 3 days into the portal process, and five guys have entered the portal. And again, this is not about there's some type of cultural issue within the program. This is about the reality of the marketplace today, about players assessing their value, testing their market value, seeing what options are out there. And just in case, in terms of Cliff and Mag with NIL, the whole, you know, international player thing. Listen, there's ways around it. You know, I mean, Rutgers went overseas last year. Maybe they go to programs that go overseas this year. Nothing, you know, it's everything's on the table in terms of how they could be benefit NIL wise, right? And being international players, I'm sure there's ways that programs will get creative in terms of how to benefit them with NIL. So student athletes are putting their names out there to see what they can get, right? And that is just the reality. And at least Rutgers now knows where they stand, and they're not hamstrung by that. They're not going to have to worry about guys entering the draft. They're not going to have to be holding spots for maybes, right? So that's important. And certainly a crucial time. But Cliff Amore, thank you for your 4 years at Rutgers. He's a core piece. He's a key piece. And regardless of how things ended up, obviously this season didn't go the way he wanted it to. You know, he was a good representation of a student athlete within this program. Extremely likable guy. And got to wish him the best. What, Mag? It's obviously frustrating how things ended up. Right or wrong, disagree, don't disagree. He's moving on, and we'll see what happens where he ends up. But Rutgers can replace him now, as well as Wolf leaving, Derek Simpson leaving, Troll leaving. Oscar Palmquist still to the side. At least three scholarships now open. Could be four. Who knows? This is an ever-changing offseason. Keep your head on a swivel and stay tuned here at the Scarlet Faithful Podcast. Thanks for listening once again.